Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuv Zayin, Chulin 107a, pagination 213. We start at the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. The first word on the line is La Yodayim, and then we begin. Ibayiluhu, regarding Netilas Yodayim, washing hands before eating bread, they ask the following question. Mahu le'echo b'mapa, can you simply eat with your hands in a cloth, your hands covered, says Rashi. Mahu lifros mapo al yadov. Can you spread a cloth over your hands? Velo yiga ba'ochlin, and you won't touch the bread. V'yochal, and then you can eat. Michai shinon, are we nervous, concerned? Dilma noga, olo. Maybe you're going to touch it and your hands weren't washed. Oh, lo, or the fact that they're covered. Firstly, they're covered, so you're not touching. And secondly, you have an alert that reminds you that you shouldn't touch. Okay. So this is going to be the question of if we could somehow circumvent washing hands. Even the question of putting on latex gloves and being able to eat your sandwich without washing hands. Toshima, come and here I'll try to bring a proof. Uchashanasno lo l'Rabbi Tzadok, they handed food to Rabbi Tzadok. This is found in Meseches Sukkah. Ochel pachos mi kebetza. He ate less than a kebetza, less than an egg's worth. Not lo b'mapa, what he did is he held it through a cloth, va'ochlo chutz l'tzukah, and he ate it outside of the sukkah, even though it was bread, ve'ein mivarech acharav, and he didn't recite birchas hamazon afterwards. My lav, so we propose, ha-kebetza boi netiles yadayim. Had it been a kebetza size, had it been whatever requisite size Rabbi Tzadok holds as the threshold for these mitzvahs, he would have required netiles yadayim, and holding it through a cloth would not have worked. Now, we have to appreciate that there are a number of things that were being stated over here. It was less than a kebetza. So according to Rabbi Tzadok, apparently that's a significant threshold that was not met, because it's not an egg size. There's indeed a machlokas about this, and we work with a kezias, an olive size, which is smaller than that. But be that as it may, if it didn't meet his threshold of size, then three things happened, or didn't happen. Not lo b'mapa, he took it using a cloth, and he did not require netilas yadayim. He ate it out of the sukkah, did not require that he walk up to the sukkah. And he did not recite a bracha acharona, bracha afterwards, because it wasn't the requisite size, according to his ruling, his understanding. So we think that all of those things would have changed had it been a kebetza, the egg size, including that he wouldn't have allowed eating it with the cloth as the separation. And the Gemara answers, Dilma kebetza boisuko voibracha. It could be the only thing that would have changed had it been a kebetza size would be that he would have required a sukkah and it would have required a bracha acharona, berchas hamazon. But it could be that the natla b'mapa still would have been available to him as a solution to avoid netilas yadayim, and we do not have a definitive proof. The Gemara continues. Tashma, come in here, another proof. De Shmuel Ashkeche l'Rav, Shmuel found Rav, de Ka'ocha b'mapa, Rav was eating with a separation, a cloth in between. Amalei, and he told him, Avdin Kedain, do we do such things? Says Rashi, top line, Le'echo below netila, to eat without washing your hands, because that's the impression that Shmuel had and understood. That's why Rav would be doing such an odd thing, eating it with a separation of cloth. Amalei, Rav answered, Daiti kitzara alai. on this topic, I'm small-minded, meaning I'm not able to entertain the possibility of what some other people would do, meaning I did wash my hands, but even though I washed my hands, I still need a separation because it doesn't sit well with me to touch the food. So the first impression was that Rav was doing this to avoid Netilas Yadayim, and Shmuel confronted him about it, and Rav answers, no, I did wash my hands. Continuing in the Gemara, Kisalik Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira encountered Ashkechinhu l'Rav Ami v'Rav Asi d'ka'ochel b'v'lo'i chamasos. He encountered Rav Ami and Rav Asi who were eating with covers on their hands, skin bottles, old skin bottles they were using to cover their hands. Omar, he said to them, Tere Gavri Ravarve Kavasaichu, two great rabbis like yourselves, Litu Bidravu Shmuel, you're making a mistake regarding the conversation of Rav and Shmuel. Rav wasn't saying that it's okay. Shmuel confronted him about it. Hadaiti Kitsara Ka Omar, and Rav's response was, even though I washed my hands, I couldn't handle touching the food. But he washed his hands. So how could you use this as a solution for washing hand topic? The Gemara defends Rav Ami and Rav Asi and says, Ishtamitze, they were overlooking Hada Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Yama Shmuel. Another statement that Hitiru mapa la'ochle truma, they allowed this cloth solution for people who are eating truma, meaning kohanim, which Rav Ami and Rav Asi were. V'lo hitiru mapa la'ochle tirus, but they did not allow the cloth solution for Yisraelim, non-kohanim, that were eating their non-sacred produce, Altaris HaKodesh, as if it was Tahar. They were holding themselves to a higher standard. And in such a case, it's restricted. You're not allowed to do the solution of Mapa. In other words, even though it wasn't Kadosh, it wasn't holy, but if you are voluntarily going to observe the laws of Tyra, you have to do them in a way that's responsible. And the Kohanim, who were eating Teruma regularly, we rely on them that they'll make sure not to touch. But Yisrael, who's observing it, Altaris HaKodesh, even though it's Chulin, but since he's trying to reach the higher standard, we demand a genuine higher standard of that person. And they did not allow the solution of the cloth because we're worried that that's a joke. The person will touch the food anyway, even though there's a cloth in between that he's covering his hands. He'll forget himself, and it's not going to work. Again, it's a little confusing because they're not obligated, so why should we make a legislation? But if you're going to do it, it has to be genuine. V'Rav Ami, V'Rav Asi Kohanim Havu, Rav Ami and Rav Asi were Kohanim, and therefore this solution of Mapa would work for them, at least by Truma. The question is, what's the halacha regarding the general population? What is the halacha for us eating chulin? We're not eating it Altaris HaKodesh. Are we allowed to use this Mapa solution not to wash our hands? So the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, writes, Im ein mayim mitzuyim, if there is no water available, and he gives how much distance would be required that it's not considered available, but if it reaches that threshold, Yitol Yodav Bemapa Ve'ochal Pas, he should wrap his hands in a cloth, and you could eat bread like that. That's a solution. The Mishnah Brura in Hay writes, Tzorech Lichrosh Shtei Yadav Dafka, you have to do both hands. And furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Zion that if you cover the food but don't cover your hand, we're worried that you're going to touch. And therefore, a person has to make sure to be covering his hands rather than the food. So if you have a bread sandwich in a plastic bag, that's not considered a separation. That's not covered. We're worried that your hands will find their way to touch the food. But if you were in this situation without water and you wanted a solution, you have to put something on your hands, put gloves on, and then you could eat the sandwich. I could imagine someone might not want to touch the bread with the gloves, a little bit like the story with Rav. So you could leave the sandwich in the plastic bag, but you have to wear the gloves, as the Mishneh Berurah describes it, because your hands have to be covered, and then you'd be able to eat without washing, again in a case where water is not available. The Aruch HaShulchan considers the case where a person has a wound on one hand, and he can't wash it properly. Obviously, he's willing to wash whatever he can of the hand, but he says, Kasha lo lita legamri, is not able to wash it properly. So he suggests that the person wash the hand that could be washed and cover the hand that's difficult to wash, and then he would be able to eat the bread with such a solution. He writes, V'lo yivarech al natilas yadayim, you would not be reciting the bracha in such a case. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.